الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا من توبوا إلى الله توبة نصوحا، صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, our mothers and sisters at home listening over the receiver. In tonight's Taraweeh, the very first surah of the 28 juz, Surah Al-Mujadilah or Al-Mujadalah. In this surah, Allah commences the surah, before I continue, every verse, every ayah, if you go and open this surah, every verse, every ayah, you'll find the name Allah mentioned. This is a unique surah, that every single verse you'll find the word Allah, Ismul Jalalah, mentioned. Khair. So there was a woman, a Sahabiya radiallahu ta'ala anha. Her name was Khawla bint Tha'labah radiallahu ta'ala anha, married to Aus bin Samit radiallahu ta'ala anha. Khair, they lived a life, and suddenly there must have been some argument, some dispute. So in the process, he uttered the following words to her: "Anti alayya ka dhahri ummi," that you are haram upon me, like how the back of my mother is haram for me. Now in pre-Islam, this tantamounted to talaq. So she became very, very perturbed, concerned. She comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She protests, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is what transpired. So what is the masla now?" Till then no law was revealed. So no hukam had come down to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah had not revealed anything regarding, we call this in the books of jurisprudence as zihar. Okay? So Rasulullah said, "See, before Islam this was a masala." She said, "But ya Rasulullah sallallahu akala mali," he consumed my wealth, "wa afna shababi," he finished my beauty, my youth, "wa nathartu lahu awladi," and I gave him, I bore his children. "And now, kabirat sinni," I become so old, "and now I can't get any more children, and now he does this to me? This is not fair." Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha says that, "Alhamdulillahi alladhi wasi'a sam'uhu al-aswat," praise be to Allah whose hearing, it encompasses, it is so spacious, so wide, that Allah listens to every single person's cry, every person's plea, every person's dua, every person's statement, whatever he's saying, whatever she is saying, Allah hears everything. And why did she say this? She says, "In my little room," and we know the quarter of Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, her home was very, very small. She said, "I'm sitting fi nahiyatil bayt," I'm in one corner, and this woman is talking to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I could hardly hear what she is saying, but Allah heard her plea in the seven skies, in the heavens. And Allah then sent down the verse, "Qad sami'a Allah," certainly Allah has heard, "qawla allati tujadiluka fi zawjiha," the statement of that woman, Khawla bint Tha'labah radiallahu ta'ala, who is arguing with you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, regarding her plight, regarding her husband, what he has done. And then Allah sent down the rules and injunctions regarding this masala of zihar, which then is a lengthy explanation where a person has to then free us. If he wants to go back to his wife, of course, then he must free a slave and then feed 60 poor persons, or fast 2 consecutive months. There's a long masala regarding that. So this happened in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But the point here is that Allah is all hearing. Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu was traveling once. with the Sahaba. He's got very, very senior people from the Quraysh, from the Sahaba. Suddenly this old woman comes and she stops him. She stops this whole caravan, and they were rushing. Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, he was Amir al-Mu'mineen at that time. He dismounts, he goes, he puts his ear next to her, and he listens to whatever she is telling him. Some Sahaba said, Amir al-Mu'mineen, you are stopping for this old woman, and she's stopping the big Quraysh, the senior people from the Quraysh side. Was she so important? Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu answers, says, Allah's qasam, if she had to make me stand the entire day, the entire night, I won't move from here, because she is that woman whose plea Allah heard in the seven heavens. And the only time I'll move away is to fulfill my haja, my need, to go to the toilet or to make my salah. Otherwise, I will stand all the time to listen to her. Respected brothers and elders and our mothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as I mentioned all these nights, Allah is most loving. Allah is most kind. Allah is most forgiving. Allah is most generous. Allah gives and He gives and He gives and He gives, and His treasures never become depleted. Never. Hadith Qudsi. Rasulullah says, Allah says, لو أن أولكم وآخركم وإنسكم وجنكم قاموا في سعيد واحد فسألوني فأعطيت كل واحد مسألته ما نقص ذلك مما عندي إلا كما ينقص المخيط إذا أدخل البحر. Something in the screen. Screen off. The screen, something from the screen. Pictures. So he says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if every one of you, right from the beginning, that is from Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, to the last ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, human being, jinnat, every person has to stand on a common ground, one platform, and each one begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in his own language, in his own words, Ya Allah, grant me this, Ya Allah, give me this. Allah says, I will give each person whatever he wants, and nothing will diminish and decrease from my treasures. And for our understanding, إِلَّا كَمَا يَنْقُسُ الْمِخْيَطِ إِذَا أُدْخِلُ الْبَحْرَ, except like a needle when it is placed in a huge mighty ocean, dipped inside and then removed, we see absolutely nothing coming onto the tip of the needle. In other words, nothing is depleted. Nothing diminishes from Allah's khazana. In one hadith, it is mentioned that if all of you had to become or have the heart of the most أَقَّى قَلْبِ رَجُلِ, everyone has become so pious as the most pious person in the world, مَا زَادَ فِي مُلْكِ شِرَى, my kingdom, my sovereignty, my power is not going to increase one bit. Allah does not need us. And the converse, if all of us have the worst type of heart, مَا نَقْسَ ذَلِكَ, nothing will decrease my kingdom, my sovereignty, my power. Allah is ghani. Allah is mustaghni. Allah is totally independent. Allah does not require any person whatsoever. So respected friends and elders, let us not forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us not forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهَ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنْفُسَهُمْ نَسُوا اللَّهَ فَنَسِيهُمْ. We forget Allah ta'ala. In other words, we don't obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then comes the day of Qiyamah, then Allah will turn His gaze away from us. What a beautiful Ramadan Allah blessed us with. What a beautiful Ramadan. Sheikh Saadi Shirazi Rahmatullah says that he was once traveling, and there was a caravan full of camels, the train of camels, and they were traveling, and he falls off asleep. And when he's fast asleep, suddenly the driver of this entire train of camels comes and tries to awaken him. Sheikh Saadi Shirazi Ramadullah is still fast asleep. And then this person wakes him up with force, violently. Saadi, awaken! Otherwise the caravan will depart and you'll be lagging behind. Do you want to remain behind or do you want to reach your destination? This caravan commenced on the first day of Ramadan. If we had not awoken from our deep slumber, then tonight is still another opportunity. We have reached the climax, so as to say, of Ramadan. The climax. And in many, many times in the past, it was the experience of many awliya Allah and many people, the 27th of Ramadan happened to be Laylatul Qadr. If it is Laylatul Qadr night to night, may Allah bless all of us with the barakat, the rahmat, the maghfirat, the ajr, the thawab of Laylatul Qadr. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anna. Allah, you are most forgiving, you love to forgive. Forgive all of us. So we made the dua, inshallah we'll carry on making this dua. May Allah not deprive anyone of us, or mothers, or sisters, or any brothers, whoever it is. Allah don't deprive any one of us. So let us, the last chance we got, try and value this. Tonight there'll be a janazah. And it is only right, the right of the person, the believer, who's from this masjid, his family comes to the masjid, staying not far away. And of course we had to accommodate it, solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we'll terminate before the janazah, and after the janazah, for those who are not going to the Qabristan, last chance we got, come back into the masjid. Inshallah, then we'll have dhikr and dua. So we'll have this talk till about 5 to 10. And I make a humble appeal to please let us be such that we have large hearts and we assist one another. We will try our level best to bring the janazah in the Sahan area as we have our janazah. We've got a lot of place outside in the parking area so the stuffs can flow in easily. So if you all rally support and we all help one another without any congestion, without any shouting, screaming, nicely, inshallah, would peacefully, the janazah will take place, the janazah will go off, and then we can continue our program, inshallah. We have come here for a purpose. Nobody can give us any sweetmeats, no gold coins, no Krugerrand coins. We have come only for the pleasure of Allah. Allah grant me ikhlas, grant all of you ikhlas, and our mothers and sisters, through their du'as, inshallah, Allah accepts our sitting here tonight. Believe me, then we are going to be successful. Then we've got to achieve something out of this month of Ramadan. So, in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was an elderly woman, but she was not too well mentally. She was insane. And she would spin yarn, and suddenly she would start snipping it and cutting it into pieces. So after it was complete, she'll take her scissors and she starts cutting it all, and everything is destroyed. So Allah mentions that in the Quran, وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّتِي نَقَضَتْ غَزْلَهَا مِنْ بَعْدِ قُوَّةٍ أَنْكَاثَ. Don't be like that woman who is now, after she has spun her whole yarn, and she now begins to break that and cut that into pieces. In other words, all her efforts, she destroys it. And then she destroys it. Allah gave us a month of Ramadan. We have accumulated noor in our hearts, noor in our eyes, noor in our tongues. Let us not just let that noor just be lost very easily by doing haram, by easily falling into some abyss of sin, especially after the month of Ramadan. He said the greatest test will be istiqamah, to be steadfast. In the kitab it is mentioned, to be steadfast on deen. It is greater and better than performing 1,000 karamats and miracles. The real miracle is when we suppress our anger in the month of Ramadan, we continue to the end of month of Ramadan, and after the month of Ramadan, we have control of our anger. We have control of our gazes. We have control of our thoughts. We have control of our tongues. We do not cheat people. We don't deceive people. Our hearts have become softened. You know, just by listening to Quran, even though many have not understood it, but the noor of Quran has come into our hearts. And there is definitely some effect on our hearts. Our hearts, as I mentioned in one of the talks, that our hearts become soft. Because it is the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It will soften our hearts. Now after developing such taqwa and such good qualities and such good akhlaq, now we have to make sure we don't deceive our customers, we don't hurt our wives and children, we are not rude to our neighbors and our staff, to our workers. We are just, we go the extra mile, we have a soft heart, we show good akhlaq. As I mentioned the other day, listen with the ear of tolerance. See with the eyes of compassion. and speak with the tongue of love and muhabbah. Learn how to talk with love and muhabbah. Learn how to see with the eyes of compassion. Again, I want to make it very clear. We're not talking and looking in some haram woman with compassion. No, no. As I said, that Layla, we're going to say la to her. Because who we got in our heart now? Mawla. Not Layla, but Mawla. Of course, if anybody's wife is Layla, now don't just throw her on one side. We're talking about the illicit relationships that the person have. You know, Layla and Majnun story is something that has become so common in all the kitabs of our mashayikh. When they explain the ishq of Allah, then they explain to us this story of Layla and Majnun. Majnun's name was Qais. He was gone pagal, crazy over Layla. Layla, they say she wasn't very good looking. Somebody said, hey, bhai, what you gone mal for her? He said, you must look at her through my eyes, not your eyes. Then you see how beautiful she is. He was gone crazy, crazy. Therefore, they called him Majnun, which means mad. Father, try desperately. Bhai, Allah give you hidayah. Finally, takes him for Hajj. Making the Hajj, he comes to the Baytullah. His father holds his hand and brings him right by the ghilaf of the Kaaba, by the door of the Kaaba. Better come, let's make dua. They make a long dua. Then he says, Qais, make this dua. Allahumma, O Allah, remove from my heart the love of Layla. Arishni, arishni min hubbi Layla. Give me rahat and comfort from the love of Layla. O Allah, don't make me love her anymore. Majnun replies, Allahumma zidli hubban ala hubbiha. O Allah, increase my love for her more than the love I have already for her. وَأَرِنِي وَجْهَا بِخَيْرٍ وَعَافِيَةٍ. Let me see her face in happiness and afiyat. His father lost hope. His father lost hope. Said, "Bhai, khalas. Nothing I can do." We don't lose hope in seeking the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see, when you have the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you give Allah your love, then you have no fear. No fear over any person. And you give your heart to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nobody will break it. Nobody can break it because you've given yourself to Allah. Nobody can break your heart. But if you give your love to people, then let's assure that your heart can be torn into pieces. Your heart can be torn into pieces. You see, we have a light in our hearts, some nur in our hearts. Whenever you're feeling low spiritually, you're in some darkness, you're in some problem, then there's a light inside your heart. Ignite it. Light it. And when this light comes on, we read in today's Taraweeh about the believers. They will be on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will give them nur. And they will say, Atmim lana nurana, Allah, complete our nur for us. Because that light will help them on the day of Qiyamah. It will guide them on the day of Qiyamah. Such a time when there'll be darknesses. In the 27th para, Allah Ta'ala mentioned about the munafiqeen coming behind the believers to try and snatch and get some nur from the believers. And Allah will put a barrier between the both. Only the believers will have a light that will guide them. So, what is our goal? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's our destination. We came that so far. A little bit more. Few more days. And inshallah we reach our destination for Ramadan. That is taqwa. And of course, our full destination is the journey towards Akhirah. We are not Ramadanis, that only month of Ramadan, then we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we are not being genuine in love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see, there was this worm that is going up the tree, and he saw a beautiful grape. And that was the destination of this worm, to reach that grape. But as it was traveling up, it came across a beautiful, fresh, green leaf. And he began to enjoy that green leaf, forgetting his destination, that grape, the succulent grape. So it spent its whole life until the leaf became with it, became dry, it falls down, and the worm also falls down dead. It failed to reach its destination. Well, who is our destination? Who is our murad? What our mandil? Allah. So always Allah is in front of us. If you have Allah with you, you have everything. If you don't have Allah, you have lost everything. And that is why I've kept on mentioning all this past few nights. Enjoy communicating, talking to Allah Ta'ala in your dua, in your salah, in your ruku, in your sajda, Subhan Rabbi al-A'la. Talk to Allah in your, raise your hands and make dua. Enjoy talking to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Allah enjoys us asking from Him and begging from Him. So that is our destination. The person says, "Tarju an-najata wa lam tasluk masalikaha, inna as-safinata la tajri 'ala al-yabas." That you want salvation, but you're not treading the path of salvation. Here's the road towards success, you're moving somewhere else. And then he gives an analogy. He says, like how it is not possible for a ship to sail on dry land. The ship won't move, it will never reach its destination. It needs to be in water. And if we're going to traverse and tread those paths, which are not with Shariat once, not with Allah and Rasulullah has laid out for us, if you're going to follow the path of shaitan, then we will never get our manzil maqsood. What are those things that stop us from reaching our destination? We become unmindful, ghaflat. We become oblivious. We don't have that fikr in our hearts. So we just continue our life. We're not bothered. We do as we please. And now and then, if there's some maut mayat or some like Eid program or something, then we come to the masjid. But this should not be our case. We should not become oblivious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, Rasulullah mentioned, مَا رَأَيْتُ مِثْلَ الْجَنَّةِ نَامَ طَالِبُهَا. I have not seen anything so great and so beautiful as Jannah, but whose seeker is fast asleep. وَمَا رَأَيْتُ مِثْلَ النَّارِ نَامَ هَارِبُهَا. I haven't seen anything like Jahannam, so severe, whose escaper from it, the person who's fleeing it, is fast asleep. So we've got our manzil. This is Jannah. What happens? Very common. Ulama explained this as ilful ma'asiyah. Attachment to sins. I just can't give up that one bad habit. Other things, okay, easy to make tawbah, made tawbah. But that one is hard. Why is it hard? Because we're not making the correct effort. We're not moving on the correct path of making islah. We're jumping, but not jumping high enough. And we're giving up hope very easily. Why? Because we're enjoying that sin. When you get the lazzat, we're enjoying that sin. In fact, ulama have mentioned, يَنْسَرِخُ مِنْ قَلْبِهِ إِسْتِقْبَاحُهَا. The ugliness of that sin has come out of his heart. His heart has been stripped of the ugliness of that sin. He doesn't regard that sin to be ugly at all, and morbid at all, and evil at all. To such an extent, that then he begins to brag about this sin to his friends. In the hadith of Rasulullah SAW, كُلُّ أُمَّةِ مُعَافَى إِلَى الْمُجَاهِرِينَ. That every ummati of mine is forgiven, beside the mujahireen. Who are the mujahireen? Mujahireen are those people that the man commits a sin at night, and the entire night, he spent in the condition that Allah concealed the sin from the eyes of the people, but he in the morning, he goes and he tears open that curtain, that barrier, which Allah had concealed his sin with, and he goes and brags to the people, last night, Amil tu kada wa kada, last night, it is that guna and that guna. And he is boasting, he is happy, he is bragging. This is a very, very serious offense. We must have the ugliness in our heart. So a person does a sin, he must know, at least minimum, I know I'm doing wrong. But then, the second step is, make that concerted effort, that genuine effort. Try our level best to make the islah for ourselves. And then inshallah we will find the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala coming to our heart. And very, very common is what we call at-taswif, procrastination. Tomorrow never comes. All the other people in the caravan have reached the destination and we are still sitting there. Years will go past. We're still on the same spot. Allah forbid that we don't retrogress and go backwards. Mawlana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahman said that don't worry about the physical appearance of the jug. How long are you going to marvel about the jug. Worry about, go and seek the water. Go and seek the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will say, this is so good, and he's so good, and she's done so well, and he's done so well. MashaAllah, he's finished so many khatams, and he's gone for Umrah, and he's gone for Hajj, and he does so much of charity. What about ourselves? Let us try our level best. InshaAllah, if we take the first step towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it easy for us. It is mentioned, if light is in your heart, if light is in your heart, this light we're talking about, the nur of taqwa. If light is in your heart, then you will find your way home. Beautiful quote. If there's light, nur of taqwa in your heart, you'll find your way home. If you don't have this nur of taqwa in your heart, you'll be lost, you'll be in darkness all the time. And you see, sins, what does sin do? Sins cause darkness on the face of the person. We can apply how much of lotion we want on our face, but the effect of guna is that it will darken our face, number one. Number two, it will cause zulmah, darkness in our heart or spiritual heart. Number three, there will be weakness in our physical body. Number four, naqsan fir rizq, our rozi will become less. You will not see the barakah of your rizq. Why? Because of bidhambi, because of sin, you see, who a person has done. And the fifth one is, Allah will create hatred in the hearts of people for you. And the exact opposite, the converse, if you do good, go on your face. Allah will bring spiritual noor in your heart. Allah will give you physical strength. Allah will increase your rozi. Allah will put muhabbat in the hearts of people for you. You sin, you'll be deprived of knowledge, deprived of rozi, deprived of barakah. You'll be deprived of the dua of the angels. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Ghafir, in the 24th para, Allah talks about الَّذِينَ يَحْمِلُونَ الْعَرْشَ وَمَنْ حَوْلَهُ يُسَبِّحُونَ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِمْ وَيُؤْمِنُونَ بِهِ وَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Those angels, mighty, powerful, carrying the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and those angels around the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they praise Allah, they hymn Allah's glory, they bring iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they make dua maghfirat for the believers, for you and I. Allah has deputed them to make dua for you and I. رَبَّنَا وَسِعْتَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ رَحْمَةً وَعِلْمًا فَغْفِرْ لِلَّذِينَ تَابُوا. Allah forgive those who are making tawbah. You and I will make tawbah, and those angels carrying the arsh of Allah, mighty, powerful. I don't have time to go into the tafsir of those angels. They actually, Ya Allah, those bandas of yours making tawbah, فَغْفِرْ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَاتَّبَعُوا سَبِيلَكَ, and who are following your path. Allah, save them from the fire of Jahannam. Ya Allah, protect them from sinning. Guide them, don't make them fall into sin. On the day of Qiyamah, because of the sin a person committed in this world, he'll see the consequences of that. But if Allah pardoned the person, he'll be saved from those consequences. وَمَنْ تَقِ السَّيِّئَاتِ يَوْمَئِذٍ فَقَدْ رَحِمْتَ وَذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. And that is the greatest success. Then you're a winner. Not dunya. MashaAllah, you got plentiful, make shukr. But you're not a winner as yet. Winner is when Allah will say in on the day of Qiyamah, فَرِيقٌ فِي الْجَنَّةِ وَفَرِيقٌ فِي السَّعِيرِ. You, one group, you go into Jannah, into paradise. You, one group, go into Jannah. May Allah save us. May Allah protect us. In the last 10 days of Ramadan, 10 nights of Ramadan, our most souls are emancipated from the fire of Jahannam. Allah pardons so many people. Allah forgives them. May Allah make us from among those people. Us, our parents, our grandparents, and our entire families, that Allah must save us from the fire of Jahannam. So, respected friends and elders, there's so many things that we're just going to terminate for this session. And of course, immediately after Janazah Salah, without making noise, come again. Come again. Inshallah, if you could know other taqazas, you're not going to the Qabristan. Come little while, make some dhikr, and we'll make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Somebody's ameen, our dua, accept it, inshallah, we find the benefit of it. I'll just terminate with this. You know, many youngsters, and many, not only youngsters. When I say youth, wallahi, I love the youth. Solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I mentioned the other night also. You know, you have great potential, great potential. You don't know what potential you have. And if you only channel your effort in the right direction, you become flag bearers of Islam. Believe me. And your parents will become so happy. You know, that parent wakes up at night and he goes past the room and he sees his son taking drugs. It caused him so much of pain. But when the parent wakes up at night and he opens, he sees his son or daughter in sajda crying before Allah. It gives him such happiness. In Imam Qurtubi Rahmatullah has mentioned in Tafsir Qurtubi that Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, when he was being chased by Zuleikha, now we can't go into the whole story, but she tries to seduce him and she praises his beauty. She says, "Oh Yusuf, ma ahsana surat wajhik. Oh, you got such a beautiful face." She's trying to lure him. And he says, so she says, "You're so handsome." He says, "Yes, Allah fashioned my face in the womb of my mother. It's not my kamal." Then she says, "Oh, you've got such nice hair." So he says that this will be the first thing to become decomposed in the qabr. Everything she said, he gave an answer because he had khawf of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She says, "Please look at me, gaze at me." He says, "I want to gaze with these eyes at my Allah. I want to see my Allah in Jannah. I'm afraid if I look at you and cast a lustful glance at you, I'll become blind." She says, "I'm coming, drawing closer to you, and you're running away from me." He says, "Just because I'm trying to increase my proximity to my Allah." Oh, youngster, of course, our sisters at home, the young girls at home, sometimes you're in this situation. Ponder of these words. Then she invites him, "Come to my chamber. Nobody's going to look at us." He says, "Your chamber can't conceal me from my Allah. Your room cannot conceal me from my Allah." She says, "Please fulfill my desire." He says, "I'm afraid I'll be deprived of my share in Jannah." Ulama have mentioned that this sabr Yusuf alayhi salam had to undergo when he's being lured by Zuleikha, and he said, "Ma'ad Allah, I fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I will not commit zina." It was even more difficult than the time when he was thrown into the well, because this one was ikhtiyari, from his own. The other one, he was forced. He was thrown into the well and left there. He had to make sabr. Here, he had to crush his egos. He had to crush his desires for the sake of Allah. "Ya Allah, I am not going to make you naraz." Brothers and women and sisters, let's make this dua. "Ya Allah, we will never make you naraz. Not even for a bat of an eyelid. Ya Allah, we love you. Allah, you shower your love on us. Allah, you guide us, especially after the month of Ramadan." Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.